Hello and welcome to AL.com's Quick Flicks.
Quick Picks.
I am your host, Francesca Scalisi. With me, as always, are Benjamin Stephen Flanagan and Matthew David Scalisi. Hello.
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 We're going to talk about this week's new releases and whether you should see it or skip it. Up first, we have a movie I have never heard of called Act of Valor. Matt, see it or skip it?
To give you a quick background, Francesca, Act of Valor is a movie about Navy SEALs who, and the characters are played by actual active duty Navy SEALs.
I'll stop you right there. Skip it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like the concept of it. It's a great looking movie from the trailer. And so I'm interested in it. I would say if that, I won't be seeing it, but I do think that if it's a, you know, if it's an idea or a genre that appeals to you, I think it looks like a pretty well-made movie. So I'll say see it if you think it's something you'd like.
Ben, what do you think?
I say if you want to get jacked, then see it. But to me, this is interesting because it's almost like modern propaganda in the form of feature film. And I think people are going to see it anyway because everybody is just sort of rooting for and is on the side of because of the stories they've heard of SEAL Team 6 and other branches of the military, and they just kind of want to see it from their perspective and what it's really like, according to them. So I'll say see it. It's your patriotic duty.
Okay, well, I am... what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. What are you trying to say? A traitor?
No, I am something my patriotic duty.
Shirking?
Shirking. That's the word.
Yeah.
I'm going to shirk it on this one. And skip it.
Yeah. Shirk it and skip it.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. I don't like war movies, and then you say it's a bunch of amateur actors,
that's
and
right.
That makes me go, wah, wah. All right, next up we have the thriller Gone, starring Matt Scalisi's girlfriend, Amanda Seyfried. Ben, you going to see this movie?
No, pass. Thank you.
All right. And Matt, since this is starring your girlfriend, tell us a little bit about this flick.
It looks like a sort of, bog standard serial killer trying to get the girl movie, but she tries to get him back type deal. I do like Amanda Seyfried. I think she has potential, but she's picked plenty of dumb movies before, and I think this is probably going to be another one. So I say skip it.
I would also say skip it. I think, although I believe that it's like she was someone attempted to murder her,
right?
But now he's going after her sister. But she's like, I know what he's gonna do,
right?
Which is pretty silly because if she knows what he's going to do, don't you think that he knows that she knows what he's going to do? And
we'll discuss it in the longer podcast because I like the trailer. There are some things I like about the trailer.
Skip it. All right, then we also have that man, that marketing genius, that production. I'm so tired and I can't use words. Tyler Perry's good dudes. Matt, see you, skip it.
I am not a Tyler Perry guy, and I think
no, really,
you either are or you aren't.
To be
and
fair, you
I'm
probably
not.
Haven't given any of his stuff a fair shake.
No,
either.
I have seen some of a Madea movie, and actually, he doesn't play Madea in Good Deeds, so it could be completely different than any movie that Tyler Perry has made. But I do think this movie is going to be pretty cut and dry. If you like Tyler Perry movies, you probably like all of them. And if you're not into it, then and you're like me, then you'll want to skip it.
Ben.
I'm sorry, Francesca. I'll probably skip it, but it does look like harmless, heartwarming entertainment, family entertainment. But I will say, I think Tyler Perry's extremely smart, and I think he's talented. And he obviously, like you said, is a great marketer, and he knows his audience, and he gives them good entertainment, you know, he gives them good, solid mainstream entertainment. But I will say, this movie is like begging to be spoofed by one of those ridiculous, like blank movie, you know what I mean? Like
right.
Scary movie. Right? It's just like begging. It has one of the greatest, most extreme examples of like reverse condescension I've ever seen, where Tandy Newton plays this janitor or something, or like a housekeeper at the, for this rich Tyler Perry's rich like business tycoon, I guess, and like a skyscraper. And obviously he doesn't understand the plight of poverty stricken people. And she says to him, "I bet you don't even know what a gallon of milk costs, do you?" I just was in the theater and I saw that for like the first time and it was just like, wow. Are you kidding me?
I think that's a ludicrous thing to say, too, because I do the grocery shopping. I don't know. That's one of the things I don't pay attention to how much it costs, because I have to get it regardless. So.
It doesn't matter. You're going
to
get it.
Exactly. Right. Like cookies, I might pay attention to that, but it's milk. I got to get it.
Right.
So, I don't know. It probably costs like $18.
But that said, I
think so.
That said, I think the movie obviously is going to have a good message for people, and in that regard, I guess I'll say see it.
Oh, well, that's nice of you. I must give it. And last up in not wide release, but 1900 screens, we have...
That's wide, man.
Well, I mean, it's not as wide as, say, Act of Valor, which is on 3,000.
Right.
I just happen to know that, y'all. It's not like we have a website pulled up or anything. It's just something I know. Is Wanderlust, David Wayne's comedy starring Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston. Matt, are you a fan of David Wayne and his Wayne-y days and his Wayne-y ways?
I love David Wayne, but I'm going to skip this movie. And I just don't think, I think David Wayne is capable of doing really great, smart, absurd comedy.
Now, are you confusing David Wayne with the comedy act Stella?
No, but David Wayne is a part of Stella,
I know, it's a fair game.
I'm
going to make a little distinction, I think.
No, but David Wayne, probably known by most people for making either Wet Hot American Summer or his more recent movie, Role Models, which did pretty well. But he's also made some sort of, he has a little bit of a tendency to go down a sort of perverse, strange path of comedy, like his Stella brethren did. And this looks like it fits in that category. It looks like, from the trailer, this is a bunch of jokes about hippies having sex. And look, that right there, that may have sold a lot of listeners on wanting to see this movie.
Who do you think listens to this podcast?
I don't know. I assume a bunch of degenerates, but...
Wow,
I mean,
that's good, Matt.
Right, but I mean, for me, this looks like a little bit less of the stuff that I like from David Wayne. It looks more like it's going for cheap laughs than going for the smarter, more outrageous stuff that Wayne usually does. So I'm going to say skip it.
What about you, Ben?
I'll say see it based on David Wayne's track record. I think you could have said the same thing about Role Models going into it. Like, it might have been going for the cheap laughs with the casting of Sean William Scott, but he turned out to be really funny and the movie turned out to be hilarious. And I think that Wanderlust has the same kind of potential, even though I'm not Jennifer Aniston's biggest fan or Justin Theroux's, but I do like Paul Rudd and I think Malin Ackerman has done some funny stuff. But the draw here has to be Wayne and his co-writer and a co-star in this, Ken Marino, and whomever is an alumnus of The State, which is just that terrific sketch comedy group that these guys were a part of. And I'm just glad that they're still making movies. So I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. I think that it's funny that I am the hostess, I suppose, if we're going to be, you know, condescending about it, that I'm going to say skip it.
Have you ever said see it about any movie?
We started in January. Come on.
We need to go back and listen to the podcast and see if Francesca has ever said see it.
Listen, my time is very precious. I'm a very busy woman. I'm not going to see things. I'll tell you, though, primarily my issue with this is the two leads. I don't like Jennifer Aniston. And Paul Rudd, I liked him in, like, I Love You, Man, but most of the time I kind of don't like him for the same reason I don't like Jennifer Aniston, which is they don't really... I shouldn't say that, though, because Paul Rudd was pretty good in Our Idiot Brother.
You've seen Paul Rudd in lots of things that you like him in.
Yeah, but he's not like, oh, it's a Paul Rudd movie, I want to see that. But also, David Wayne tends to veer into, like, more of a crass territory than I'm comfortable with. Like, I like Stella a lot, but taken... When you remove two-thirds of that, the third left that is David Wayne on his own, I don't necessarily love what he does. So we thank you for listening to this week's AL.com Quick Flicks. Normally we would have a longer podcast down below on this webpage, But due to some technical difficulties, we're just sticking with the quick picks this week. So we'll see you next week with AL.com's quick picks and AL.com's flicks fix. I am Francesca Scalisi, and good night.